Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Christopher Burke here to share a word from the Lord with you all. This is a crazy time we're at in the country. Who would have thought that COVID-19 would bring the country to the place that it's in right now, and the stores being closed and the businesses being closed and people calling us to shelter in place and supermarkets shutting down? And what a crazy time it is that we live in. You know, the reality of the situation is that the place that we're in is very serious. You know, I think that a lot of people can't handle the severity of what's happening, so they kind of play it down like it's not a big deal, and they say it's just the flu, and people really don't grasp the reality of the seriousness of the situation that we're in as a country. But for the people who understand it, we realize that, you know, what do we do in a time like this? And the reality of the situation is it is so serious. Who do we turn to? What do we do now that we're on our own in so many respects? The hospitals are turning people away. They tell you to stay at home, social distancing, and now every man is now an island. For those who depended on the government or their stocks or even the supermarket, they are now finding that they are all alone. That is, you know, a place that I don't think anyone would have ever thought they would be in. But praise God that we are not alone. That for the Christian, we are never alone. That even though the stores and the businesses might close and shutter their doors, it does not matter, for our God is working on our behalf. So today, the word that I'm going to be speaking to you is from Psalms 91. And to me, it's such a special psalm, and it really hit my heart. And I believe it's just so important for what we're going through right now as a country. Psalm 91 says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." Right there, you know, when it says whoever dwells, dwelling means that you're doing it day in and day out. It's not a one day thing. It's not just I just do it on a Sunday thing. Dwelling in the shelter of the Most High means that every day you are not looking to the world. You are not looking to other people to satisfy you. No, our satisfaction, what we need in life, comes straight for God. And they are the ones that will rest in the shadow of the Almighty, to rest and be at peace and not be caught up in the turmoil. As scary as things are right now, as serious as they are, for the Christian, we are resting in the shadow of our God, knowing that He is working on our behalf. It continues on, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Can you say that today? Is that something that you can say of God? "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday." You know, the word pestilence, I think in the past, maybe we've kind of looked over that word, or maybe thought about like a field being destroyed by locusts, as it talked about in the Bible. But if you look at the word pestilence, it's defined in the dictionary as a fatal epidemic disease. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like something that our country is going through today? But God says, "Do not fear the terror of night. Do not fear the arrows that fly by the day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, for our God is with us." It continues on saying, "A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked." This is real life. This stuff is happening right now. And, you know, people always say, well, if God's a God of love, why doesn't He just save everyone? But the question today is, does God have a right to work in your life? Does God have the right to intervene on your behalf? That doesn't just happen. That comes from someone who lays down their life to God, who gives up all their rights, who gives up running their own life and doing things their own way, and instead lays their life down for God. Those are the ones that God has room to work on their behalf and work in their midst and work in their homes and in their households. You know, people say, well, God can just save everyone. No, the verse started by saying, those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High. You must be one that dwells in God's shelter, in God's shadow, day in and day out. Verse goes on and says, if you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. You know, the lion being the one that looks to devour, and the cobra, the one that looks to strike and poison and slowly lead God's people astray. No, God is saying you will trample on them. Satan won't be able to touch your household, for you will be in God's shelter, in God's wings, and he will be with you. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. And this is my favorite part. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And I love it where it says, he will call on me and I will answer him. For God's people, they are calling on God. They are calling out to God. Many people, when faced with a situation or a panic in their lives, they say what? Oh, God. And there is an automatic thing to call out to God. But God's people, when they call out to God, he is there to answer. Jesus Christ, because we are dwelling in the shadow of his wings, when we call out to God, he is there to take us by the hand and to deliver us and honor us. With long life, he will satisfy us and we will know his salvation. I pray today that even though we haven't been able to meet together as a church, that God will be with you and that you will find rest in his wings, that he will be your refuge. For I know that my God, he is a deliverer. So I bless you this day. I pray that you'd stay safe, stay healthy, and may the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and bless you and your families during this extraordinary time. May God bless you. Amen.